Hassam Sefer, whenever he gave shir, as he always started off with a little bit of Musa. He always started off when he learned Chavis Avodis. Hassam Sefer said that if he doesn't start his shir with Musa, as he feels that his Yerushalayim is not the same. It's a gewaltig thing. Hassam Sefer was Fartach Hassam Sefer. Tzadik, Adam Gadol. You don't learn Musa one day, you feel it? Come on. Chassam Sefer said it, he mamish feels it. Why did he do it before Shia? Because Yirish Hashem, Reish Yischach. As it's not in style anymore, we can't do that. But there's a little bit of time at the end of Shia. As it also says in the Gemara in Shabbos, Yirish Hashem is the Tachlis of Chachma. So after Chachma, you have to come to Yirish Hashem. Okay, so we'll do a little bit at the end of Shia. The Eidlum loves schools. As we have a schooler from the Nefesh HaChayim, a Litvisha school, a Gavaldiga school. There's a Nefesh HaChayim, Shar Gimel, Perek, Yud, Beis. Gavaldiga Nefesh HaChayim. The Gemara says there was a Machshefa, and these Machshefas were real Machshefas. They really did Kishon. And by the way, they still exist. We one time had a cleaning lady in my house that was a gypsy, and the gypsies, people who believe in black magic, they come from Europe. Oh, she said she was Miskaya, but how you put like Nivra, Prashtas, yeah. Anyway, she said she told my wife that she saw a picture of someone. You want to find out about him? Bring me some black coffee. And I'll tell you about this person, how they could have a refuah shalema. As afterwards, we used to be neighbors of Yaakov Hillel. We went to Yaakov Hillel. He told us, if anyone asks you for black coffee, that's black magic, that's kishuf, real kishuf, don't get involved. Okay, as if someone asks you for a black coffee and they start telling you the future, maybe you're okay. It still exists. There's a kayach of kishuf, a real kayach of kishuf in the world that people used to do things. The Gemara brings stories on machshefes that they serve tanoim, different macholim, and if you drink it, as your mamish turned into a chamor, and you turned into a para. The Gemara of Gezara says she gave it to one amayra, and he switched the cup on her, so she turned into chamor, and he wrote it outside. One of her friends did a kishuf to make her back, as you see an Amira riding on a witch. It's a sepoy. Kishuf works. It's not what you think. It really, it's a Gemara, what I'm saying. Kishuf is a mitzis. As the Gemara says, he brings a Gemara that Reb Chanina, there was a lady who was a machshefa, who was a real machshefa. We would call her a witch. She's a real machshefa. She had koicha. She could turn people into animals. She can cause them medical problems. She walks over to Reb Chanina, and she starts doing kishuf. She got upset at him. As Reb Chanina says, Hashem hu elekim ein oid levadoi. You don't have koyach to do anything. And he's safe. It doesn't work. As Reb Chaim Volozhiner is coming to explain this. As I one time heard, Reb Pesach Kron had a son who learned in Yeshiva Smir, and he said over from his father an interesting story. Nowadays, people have a machlo. There's doctors that you go to in India, and they tell you they can remove the machlo from you. They take a lot of money, and they do all these interesting things. As there's one person that went, the doctor was working on him and working on him, and this nish gigang means it didn't work. As the doctor asked him, are you a Jew? As the person asked him, are you an anti-Semite? That's what he asked him, am I a Jew? I'm a Jew, you don't work on me? He says, no, you don't get it. Jews that believe in Hashem, what I do on them don't work. Because if you believe Hashem u elikim, kishuf doesn't work. As Ada Yoy, you ask the guy in India that's doing voodoo, black magic, he knows this Nefesh HaChayim. Oh. Believe Hashem Ulekim, Sigon Ishvel. Okay. Avizog de Nefesh HaChayim, Shar Gimel, Perek Yud Beis, this is not only a skula for Kishon. Zog de Nefesh HaChayim, when someone thinks Hashem Hu Elokim, Einoy Mavadai, there is no koyach in the world that could be shalen on me. Everything is from Hashem. There's no missiles, there's no army, there's no v'chule, there's no people, there's no government. Everything is from Hashem. There is no koyach ra in the world that could be shalen on you. As it's not only Reb Hanina. Every yid, when he thinks this, it mamish, it saves you. As the Beis HaLevi had a Gavaldi this story. There was someone that came to the Beis HaLevi and he said that the government is going around and they're checking anyone that has in his house things that he's selling. They say in English, Schoira. That wasn't reported to the government as they're either putting him into prison for life, taking away all his money, or killing him. As he went to the Beis HaLevi, he was pachat pachad. He says, my house is full of it. They're going to go to my house. He says, they're a little bit away. What should I do? As the Beis HaLevi said, we have one skula from Chaim Voloshina, the Zeda. He took him down. They opened Shar Gimel, Perek Yud Beis. They sat down and learned together. A short time afterwards, his wife came running over. She said, Nisim v'niflois, we were saved. What happened? He said, what happened was when they got to our house, as they went on a lunch break, as they made a simon on our house, that they didn't check it, and they went on a lunch break. When they came back, as there was a big machlekes, what did they make a simon? Did they make the simon on the first house they have to check, or the last house they check? Given a greiser machlekes bein hagoyim, roi v'chriya, that they checked it already. As they started from the next house, as mamish and nes min hashamayim. Over you see over here gavaldi gezach. You know, if the story would have been with the Beis HaLevi, wow, that's a story for gedolah. The story was a poshut yid who had a lot of illegal stuff in his house, and still it worked. You know, he deserved to be caught, and still it worked. Gevaldi. Zogt the Chafetz Chaim writes very powerful. It says, "Habiteach b'Hashem, chesed yisoyvavena." The Medrash says, "Afilu rosh." Medrash is in Kapitel Tehillim, Simin Lamed. Fiddle Lamed base. Afilu Rasha that puts his bitachin in Hashem. So it's meduyik. You can learn the pasuk two ways, but that's the way the Medrash learns the pasuk. This koyach is a koyach to mamish bimatzah. Oh. As the shaila is how does this skula work? So the emes is you can tie in it. Who cares what the lomdus is? It works. Who cares? Lamaisa is the Gavaldi Benikuda. In the next perik, that's perik Yud Beis, in perik Yud Gimel, it says, this Indian of Hashem Hu Elokim, Einoy Milvadoi, Vizehu Indian Avoides Ha'ovis Kol Yomehem. That they live life, Hashem Hu Elokim, Einoy Milvadoi. Lefikach Zochu Lenisim V'Neflois. As if you ask me, why were the other Zeichel and Nisim and the Flois? They're huge tzaddikim. And Nefesh HaChaim is saying, because they live life, Hashem Elokim, Einoy Milvado. When you live life that way, as Einoy Milvado, the Zeichel to Nisim and the Flois called Hazman. And that's Mishum Zeh, the others are called Hein Hein Emerkah. As we see over here, Gavaldig and Nekuda, Einoy Milvado is not a nifladig eskula the esara. It's an avoidus achayim. The Nefesh HaChaim says in an earlier parak, that's what we're saying in Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, and that's why we say, Shema Yisrael, Ha'aymim Shema Yisrael, Hashem Echad. What's the koyach of Shema that it saves? Hashem Elokim, Einoy Milvado. as it's not only a skula from the Nefesh HaChayim, every day in davening, we say it. If you're not davening, you'll see the Sheminyan that says Tachno. It's every day we say Shem Yisrael, Ha'imim Shema Yisrael, it's Hashem Aleikenu, Hashem Echad. That's this skula, and that's the Avodas HaChayim. The Madrega a person hits when he's Dovig Bashem, that's what's matzalem. As when things happen and a person needs a Yeshua, you always remember, Hashem Welekim Eimei. This person doesn't exist, he's not here, everything is Hashem. That's the Gres the Skula to be Nitzel, and it's a void of Kol Yemei Chayeim, of knowing that everything really is Hashem. The way everyone in the world looks at you, deals with you, how much money you're going to have, your Shidduchim, your Parnasa, your Hatzlochim Limud HaTorah, every person, whatever is important to him, is Brias. Hashem Hu Elokim Einoi Bo Madre. It's an avoid of a lifetime. It's not easy. Okay. We'll end off with one more story at the Beis HaLevi. There was someone who his boats went out and he sent a lot of money to invest, to buy something, and all his boats sank. And he lost all his money. His wife was petrified. How is he going to tell her husband that he lost all her money? And I don't blame her. It's not something for a wife to tell a husband. It's not good for the Shabbos. So she went to the Beis HaLevi. He said, no problem. I'm going to tell your husband. He took out a Choyvis HaLevis, Shara Bitochen. They sat down. They learned together. Miss Lavalis. Everything Hashem does is from Hashem. Everything is good. Only what Hashem does is good, and the guy was getting into it. And after they learned it up for like a while, a nice Musa Seder together, the Beis HaLevi says, do you really believe it? Mamish, everything, of course, Rebbe, Gavaldi, everything Hashem does is good. All your money you have is from Hashem. Yes, and if Hashem would take it away from you, it must be the Toiva. Of course, Rebbe. As the Beis HaLevi, oh, now I'm ready to tell you. The money, you know, your boats you sent out with all your money, they sunk. They got hollished on the spot. They woke him up. And the Beis HaLevi asked him, I don't hop with you. We just learned it. You told me it's true. Why you hollish? I'm even young in the terrace. Hashem Elokim is a gewaldig eskula, but you gotta believe it. A lot of people say, oh yeah, I'm part of the Hashem Elokim movement. Yeah. It's not enough to be part of the skula movement. You gotta really believe it for it to work. If you really believe it, the chiddush of the Nefesh HaChayim is everyone could believe it. Because anu maminim b'ma. You really believe it, it's a hefer of Madrega and it works. Okay, so we learned about the school of Hashem or the Kim, which is Matzal, this man. Person needs Yeshua's Kule, it helps in everything in life. Valdikon, Kudan, it's a Iker Avodas HaChayim.